God's grace and his peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Our text for today is actually coming from our Old Testament reading, as we have Ezekiel seeing the valley of dry bones, and in these dry bones, they come alive. They come alive after a little bit of a dialogue and with God's help. We're using this as a connecting point for today as we discuss Pentecost. This valley of dry bones fits what Pentecost is really all about. It's interesting, in our Old Testament reading, you have the bones, and then the bones finally being put together, so to speak. But then there's no life until the breath of God comes. Well, on this Pentecost day, we have to remember what's going on in the life of the apostles. They had been with our Lord and Savior for 3 years during his earthly ministry. They were there for his arrest, kind of absent for the trial, crucifixion, but then they saw the resurrected Lord. 40 days later, however, then he ascends into heaven with the command of wait. Wait until the Spirit comes. Our gospel reading picked up on the promise of that Spirit early on, noting that Jesus says, you know, I'm going to have to go, but I'm not going to leave you alone. I will send you my Spirit, and he will testify to me. You put these all together, and I hope we get our message for today that God is trying to speak to us with. So let's go to our Old Testament reading to begin with, this valley of dry bones. This represented the people of Israel in one essence. During a time of the exile, some very down times in their life, they had lost their spirit, so to speak. Whether you want to call it a major form of depression or not, is probably even more than the worst case. They felt that there was really no hope, that God had actually sort of forgotten or abandoned them. And one of the reasons why God wants to use this idea of bones is because if you take a look at sort of the center of us, you get to the bone. That's sort of like who we are. That's the structure. So needless to say, I'm trying to pick up on that concept with the title of today's message of osteoporosis, which is that deterioration of the bone. It fits very well with what was going on as Ezekiel is trying to minister to the people of God. They had that bone sort of falling apart, or in our words of today's text, sort of apart, dried out. No strength left. Depression really kicking in, to the point that they had given up all hope. And notice what God does with the prophet. He begs the question, Son of man, can these bones live? Ezekiel's not a dumb prophet here. He says, O Lord, you know. You know the answer to this. And so he says, prophesy. It's interesting. God's answer to these dead bones, God's answer to the disease within us, so to speak, that makes us give up hope, is prophesy. That word of God being proclaimed, prophesy. And say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Is there really power in this word of God? Well, I guess it all depends on how bad the osteoporosis is within you. According to Ezekiel, the answer is yes. There is power in this word of God, power to give life and life to the full. So now you have these bones representing the people of Israel, their depression, now being put together, now having a body, now having life. The disciples also were struggling with similar issues. As they were grieving the loss of their friend the second time, so to speak, it was bad enough with the trial and crucifixion of our Lord, but now he rose from the dead and now he ascends into heaven. You know, it's now going through the same grief process twice, and now they're in the midst of confusion amidst of being directionless, some did not even believe and was thinking maybe this was all a figment of their imagination. Now the Spirit comes upon them in a way that is very similar to that of creation. So do the fireworks of it all. You have the fire. You have the rushing wind. You have the miracle of God, all pointing to a particular person, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The disciples, now filled with that Spirit, filled with that hope, filled with that purpose, and can I say filled with that direction? Maybe not. Because God did not necessarily give them a roadmap. He didn't give them a history book to follow. I know it may sound kind of strange, but that's who we are as human beings. We like to have things kind of exact. We want to know what we're going to do tomorrow, the day after, and so forth down the line. But the Spirit doesn't give that. The Spirit says, here's Christ. Here is your Savior. Don't worry about anything else. Will these bones live? Only God knows. For us today, we have to realize that there's a beautiful parallel for us. Will these bones live? We can take a look at who we are as Christians, connected to the body of Christ. Amen. We can also take a look at who we are as a congregation of believers here in West Chicago. We can also take a look at who we are in our own connection to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so we have to sort of ask ourselves, has osteoporosis set in even for us? Where is your faith? How are you connected to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Through this same Spirit? Or are you sort of leaning toward more of the people of Israel before Ezekiel got a hold of them? And thinking, is there any hope? We may look around and we may see the empty pews. We may look around and think, oh, we remember many years ago when the church was full. We may look around and say, is there really any hope? As we live in a world where, especially in the United States of America, Christianity, percentage-wise, is on the decline. Are we in the same valley of dry bones that Ezekiel was in? I think we are. And so we beg the same question. Son of man, can these bones live? The same answer that Ezekiel gave, we also give. O Lord, you know. It is our Lord and Savior who knows the future. It is our Lord and Savior who gives the strength. For us, will these bones live? You have a choice. The onset of osteoporosis sort of setting in, or the breath of God that undoes that death, undoes that decay. And take a look at our text from the Old Testament. The people of Israel, as they were in the midst of that decay, how did God describe them? Oh, my people. Even in the midst of their dead, dry boneness, even in the midst of their lack of hope, even in the midst of despair, God did not give up on them. Oh, my people. Our Lord remembers his covenant. The covenant he made to Abraham, to Isaac. The covenant he now makes to you as his name was placed upon you through holy baptism. You belong to him. You may think you're dry. You may think your bones are falling apart. You may be losing hope. You are still his people. Oh, my people. For us, we focus on this, oh, my people, even in the midst of our own confusion, our own despair, our own lack of direction. So where is this Spirit, this breath? The one that sort of renews the apostles? The one that created life for these dry bones? As our cover depicts, the Spirit testifies to Christ. O Son of Man, can these bones live? O Lord God, you know, prophesy over these bones. Yes, it is that word of God that gives us strength, that word of God that gives us hope, that word of God that renews. Yes, God says, wait. Wait and be at the right time and the right place. And for the apostles that was at Jerusalem, for us, it's not necessarily in Jerusalem, but what Jerusalem represents, the body of Christ. Being waiting until you are connected to Him through that word and sacrament to overcome that spiritual osteoporosis by His life, by His death, His resurrection, and by His Spirit coming upon you at this time of Pentecost to give you life. So what happens when the dryness creeps into the center of our bones? We return to the One who puts His name on us with water to overcome that dryness, who gives us His Spirit, who gives us life through that baptism, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because in Him there is no death, because He is the One who has blessed us with His life. Now we have that life. We have it to the full. So what will the future bring? What will the future look like? With the Lord, there is life. There is salvation. And because of the Lord's blessings, there are always gifts. We need to open our minds and our hearts and our eyes to see those gifts. Because when the Lord gives gifts, He gives these gifts for a reason. Why did He give the gifts of languages to the apostles? So that they could proclaim that simple word, Christ is risen. Why does He give us gifts today? To proclaim that simple word again, Christ is risen. We are blessed so that others also may have life. We are blessed because our Lord and Savior opens up doors and windows in our lives to proclaim that wonderful message. But if we are so caught up in the dryness of our bones, we are rejecting the life that our Lord and Savior gives through His Spirit. So this day we look as God opens these doors and windows in our lives. The Spirit does move in a very mysterious way. He's not going to hand us the roadmap that says, oh yeah, by the way, tomorrow you're going to do this, tomorrow you're going to do that, the next day you're going to do this. No, the Spirit moves when and where He pleases. The disciples relied and trusted based on their faith, not a roadmap. They trusted in the gift that God gave them, the strength of His Spirit. So today we look to that gift, we look to His Spirit to help overcome the dryness in our life, to help overcome the depression and the lack of hope, to overcome the lack of faith. We ask the Lord to bestow His Spirit upon us, His Spirit of life, so that when those doors and windows open, we may not be hesitant, but trust in God's gift to proclaim what He has done. This is what Pentecost is all about. To proclaim the death, resurrection, ascension of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The forgiveness of sins. The life eternal for all who believe and trust in what Christ has done. So the church celebrates this day of Pentecost, 50 days after the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, hence the word Pentecost. May the Lord continue to bless us, send His Holy Spirit upon us through word and sacrament, so that we may be bold, that when those doors and windows of opportunity come to proclaim what He has done, we do so because He has sent His Spirit upon us. In His name, amen. Now the peace of God that surpasses all our understanding will continue to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.